Hello, welcome to the English program. This is episode 2 now of our program, our series of programs looking at the development of psychology in the 21st century. What's happened? How has it changed? And everything, sort of history, and we'll be sort of spending as much time as we can on the issue of psychology. And when we finish this particular area, we'll move on to something else. So don't be disappointed when the thing finishes, which it will eventually. But when it does, we'll start another one on something else, another area of psychology. Right, okay, so episode 2 now. In episode 1, I had a little bit of trouble trying to say the word. Shall I try it again? Pilar, shall I? Multifaceted. I don't like that word very much. Okay, so we looked at the role of psychologists, what they were trying to do, what they're studying, what their interest is. And I did say sort of at the end of the previous episode that at the end of the day, you may sort of wish to go over all of this again before you go on to the next episode. So, by the end of this series, you will be able to, or should be able to, as a listener to these programs, you should be able to describe the diversity of psychology as a discipline. You should be able to list some of the ways psychologists focus on different aspects of human behavior. You should be able to identify different methods the psychologists use to explore human behavior. And you should be able to illustrate the importance of ethical considerations. So there we go. We begin now a look at psychology in everyday life. Well, psychological ideas are popular in everyday life because the subject matter of psychology is people, and hence ourselves. Even if you have never studied any psychology before, it is likely that you will have encountered psychological ideas in the media or in discussions with other people. Psychological research findings and their practical and professional application are regularly can be seen in newspapers, on television, radio, podcasts, audio booths, and the internet as well. For example, the possible evolutionary origins of behavior, emotions, consciousness, and the brain, and the impact of various therapies are all recurrent debates in the media. The book One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Throughout culture and movies, music, it's there, it's present. The very idea of psychology, it's there if you know what to look for, I suppose. So these public debates help to make psychology a very visible part of everyday life and culture. Yet, all this media coverage can confuse anyone wanting to find out what psychology is about, because psychological knowledge is presented in a variety of ways. For example, common sense psychological ideas have long been presented in the media. A good illustration of this kind of common sense might be the topic of, say, leadership, something that is commonly talked about in everyday language. Television, radio, newspapers often raise questions or offer a bit of unresearched opinions on leadership qualities, failure of leadership, why an historical figure was as charismatic as he or she was, or why some people seem to have the power to influence cults to engage in dramatic and often self-destructive behaviors. The media also can present rather dubious interpretations of psychology, drawn upon largely to support the arguments that journalists want to make in the first place. As when reporters contact psychologists, hoping to get a ready quote about why holidays are stressful or why men hate shopping. So there are some sort of superficial things, and then you can sort of go deeper. And we shall do this throughout the series. This is the English programme.